Om Shanti, this is the Avyakta Murali of the 3rd of February 1974. The title is, By Having the Determined Thought to Have the Attitude of Remaining Beyond and of Being the Form of Fire, Complete the Task of Destruction. That is, by having the determined thought to have the attitude of remaining beyond and of being the form of fire, complete the task of destruction. Just as you experience Bap Dada in the corporeal, subtle and incorporeal forms, do you constantly experience yourselves to be subtle and incorporeal whilst being in the corporeal, the same as the Father? By constantly having this experience, you will automatically go beyond the physical body and the old world. You will experience yourself to be a detached observer, up and above and observing this old world to be like a game. You should now have such a powerful stage for all time. What would be visible when you see a soul who is stabilized in such a stage? A lighthouse and a powerhouse. Such souls are said to be world benefactors, the same as the Father. Whoever comes in front of you should attain light and might as they move along. Have you become such a treasure store? Have you become such a soul who is a great donor, a bestower of blessings, a donor of all virtues, a donor of all powers, one who colors others with the color of spirituality, one who takes others beyond with just a glance, one who gives the third eye to the blind, one who shows the destination to those who are wandering, one who makes desperate souls cool, peaceful, and the embodiment of bliss? Do you maintain the intoxication of this target? This is known as being the same as the Father. Just as you can see the closeness of time, in the same way, are you able to see the closeness and similarity of your stage? Just as people of the world are waiting for time, in the same way, are you who are instrumental for inspiring establishment and destruction, busy in making preparations for completing your task and creating your stage? Or is it that those who are making the preparations have become careless and those who are waiting have become very fast? What do you think? Are you making your preparations with great force, or are you souls, the ones who are instrumental for making preparations, also thinking in the same way as the people of the world do? That is, we shall see about it when it happens. You do not think that you would consider what happens when it happens, do you? This is known as carelessness. Now, in order to accomplish such a huge task, you need to make a lot of preparations. Do you know the preparations you need to make? Does Shankar have to carry out this task? You are not waiting for Shankar, wondering when he will inspire destruction, are you? How and when did the flames of destruction emerge? Who was instrumental for that? Was it Shankar or the Father and the Brahmin children who created the sacrificial fire? Since the sacrificial fire was created for the task of establishment, the flames of destruction also emerged at the same time as the sacrificial fire was created. So, who is the one who will make the flames of destruction powerful? You are together with the Father in this, are you not? So, it is not Shankar, but those who start the fire who also have to finish it. Become the form of fire the same as Shankar and finish the flames of destruction that you started. After the fire is started, when a pyre is burning, the fire is made intense every now and then. And so, how big would these flames of destruction be? In order to accomplish this task, the instrument saws have to be stoked in order to make them fast. How should they be stoked? With your hands or with a stick? You have to make the flames of destruction intense with your thoughts. Does the thought emerge to become such a form of fire and intensify the flames of destruction, or do you think it is not your task? According to the drama, even though everything is fixed, the instrument souls have to make effort. In the same way, the responsibility of opening the gates to Mukti and Jivan Mukti is in your hands as well as the Father's. This destruction is the method to fulfill all the desires of all souls. But this method will be accomplished when your spiritual endeavor is complete. Now, such a thought of there being benefit for all souls should emerge. All desperate souls, souls experiencing peacelessness and sorrow, should attain blessings from the Father and the children who are the bestowers of blessings and become constantly peaceful and happy and return home. According to the closeness of time, this awareness should be very powerful, because it is with this thought that the flames of destruction will intensify and there will be benefit for everyone. Now, just as you are doing unlimited service with a fast speed, to the same extent, your unlimited attitude of being beyond should also be just as intense. Your unlimited attitude of remaining beyond, that is, your attitude of disinterest, will create this attitude in the souls of the world for a temporary period. And this will enable distaste to be created for their happiness. Only after distaste will the completion then take place. Ask yourself whether you have the attitude of unlimited disinterest. There is praise of this stage of being beyond doing karma, even whilst enabling everything to happen, to be karmatit even whilst coming into connection and relationship with everyone. Have you created such a stage? There should be no attachment, and service should not be done out of attachment either, but as an instrument. It is through this that you will become karmatit. Now, begin winding up your task. Only if you start winding up everything from now on will you be able to finish it quickly. It takes time to wind up everything. What does someone do when he begins to wind up his work or shop? He has a sale. When a sale board is put up, everything is sold quickly. So, what is this fair? You have also put up a sale board so that everyone receives the message very quickly. But whatever you want to buy, do not complain afterwards. What do you have to do now? To wind up a task means to finish your attachments. If you wind up everything in all directions and make yourself ever ready, then because of your being ever ready, destruction will also be ready. What will the fire do when you, the ones who start the fire, sit down and become cool? The fire will also cool down slightly, will it not? Therefore, now become the intense form of fire, and with a powerful thought to be ever ready, intensify the flames of destruction. Just as the sound has started to emerge from the minds of souls experiencing sorrow, that destruction should now take place. In the same way, the thought should emerge from the minds of you world benefactor souls that there should be benefit for everyone very quickly, for only then will the completion take place. Do you understand? You have given sustenance, so now become the benefactors and liberate everyone. Those who bring about destruction need the cooperation of the benefactor souls. They need the signal of your thoughts. Unless you become the form of fire, you cannot give that signal. Therefore, now, together with preparations for the self, also make the preparations for the transformation of this world. This is your last task, because this is the task of those who are the embodiment of power. You are not afraid, are you? Will destruction take place or not? What will happen? How will it happen? Instead of thinking this, now think that it has to happen through you. Knowing this, make yourself the embodiment of power. Make yourself a lighthouse and a powerhouse. Acha. Do you have full faith in the intellect in every aspect? To such unshakable, immovable, constant souls who are fearless and stabilized in pure thoughts, to those who attain the success of their thoughts, to those who are constantly free from all bondages of karma and stabilized in the karmatit stage, to the constantly cooperative souls in Bap Dada's elevated task, Bap Dada's love, remembrances, and namaste. Om Shanti.